Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes, amen.
It's a blessing to be here.
Yes.
Yes.
We're thankful for that. It's also a blessing to be in the house of the Lord this morning and to be a child of God.
Yes.
I'm encouraged by what I've heard this morning and what has all transpired already to go on for the Lord.
Yes.
As always, I desire your prayers as we look into the Word. I need the Lord to help me because I want to be pleasing unto Him. And so I'm looking for you to pray for me, and I'm looking to give you what the Lord has given me to be a blessing, to be an encouragement, to be a help along the way. The message this morning is new creature. There's a scripture that's found in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. We're going to read it now. We're going to read it also during the discourse of the message. But if you can, go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 so we can get an understanding of what we're going to be talking about this morning.
Therefore, if anything be in Christ,
all right,
is a new creature.
Yes.
Old things are passed away. Behold,
yes.
All things are become new.
All right. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Yes. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What God wants to do for you and for me is get rid of what's not working.
Yes.
If it's not working, we can leave that in last year. What God wants to do is give us a new start this year if we're not where we need to be before the Lord. And so He's wanting to make us into something that He's pleased with. Yes. If we're in disharmony with Him, then He wants to change that as well. And so He's wanting to make us into a new creature. We are God's creation. Go with me to Genesis 2 and 7. It talks about who made us, and then it talks about what we have. We're God's creation. Genesis 2 and 7. He's talking about this morning making us into a new creature by the grace and help of God. Do you have it? Go ahead and read.
And the Lord God formed man.
All right.
The
All right.
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
All right.
And man became a living soul.
All right. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathe into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And so this is what God did for us. We need to understand that it's He that has made us and not we ourselves. We are His creation. And so but the reason why we're bringing that up and why we're getting an understanding about that is because since He's the one that made us, then He's the one that gets to decide what to do with us. He had a reason to making us. He had a desire for making us. He didn't make us just arbitrarily. There's a purpose that we have in our life. And again, if we are not in harmony with what God would want us to do with our lives, then we're not going to be happy. There will be loss. There will be sadness. There will be no peace, no joy. And so God wants to still in 2023 do something with His creation. And so new creature is what it's all about this morning. God had intentions for His creation. There's a reason and a purpose that he made us, and we'll talk about that in Deuteronomy 6 and 5. Somebody go to Deuteronomy 6 and 5. You beat me there? Go ahead and read it. These are familiar scriptures, but we're laying a foundation here. God didn't just make us to live to our ourselves. He didn't make us to die to ourselves. He didn't make us to spoil ourselves with the things of life. There's a reason and a purpose that He made us, and we need to get an understanding of that. We didn't make ourselves, number one, and then number two, there's a reason why He made us. Go ahead and read that in 6 and 5 of Deuteronomy.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God.
All right.
With all thy heart.
All right.
And with all thy soul.
All right.
And with all thy mind.
All right. All right. So this is telling us one of the things that He's instructing us to do. All right. And if we'll just do this one thing, we'll be in good shape with the Lord. He says, you'll love the Lord. And He says, and these are the words He's given to the Israelites and to His people. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. So everything that you have belongs to the Lord. He's the one that made you anyway, and he's given you instructions by the grace and help of God to live for him with everything that you have. All right. If we're not in that place this morning, God wants to do something about that. This instruction that he gave us way back in the beginning of the Bible is still true today. God wants us to love him with all of our heart, all of our soul, and with everything that we have within us. He wants to do that for us. If we're not doing that, then what is that going to cause? It's going to cause discord between he and us. All right. There's going to be disharmony. All right, and there's going to be loss because of that. Enemy's going to come in, and he's going to take things from you because that's his job, steal, kill, and destroy. So if I'm in disharmony with God, and if I'm not obeying God like I need to, if I don't love him like I need to, enemy has the right to come in and take things from us because we're giving him that right by the grace and help of God. I want us to understand that God made us, and he had made us for a purpose. He's given us instructions. If we'll follow those things, we will be blessed. We'll be have peace and joy in our lives. If we don't do those things, there's going to be discord, disharmony with God. We're going to be stressed. We're going to be unhappy. And the devil's going to take things from us. He's going to drag us with an eventual goal of sending our souls to a hell that wasn't made for us. May God help us this morning. And so if we are not in harmony with God, then we need to be made into a new creature. And God is still in the business of making the new creature. May God help us this morning. A creature is defined as being a person or a human being. There are other definitions, but this is the definition that we are looking for this morning. When he's talking about a new creature, he's talking about a human being. All right? And the reason why I say that is because God made us with that purpose, which we already talked about, and he made other things too, did he not?
Yes,
all right. Other things, they are creatures, but they're not like we are.
Right.
All right. Because they don't have souls and they don't have free wills.
Yes.
You understand what I'm talking about? If God tells the animal to do something, he better do it.
Right.
And he's going to do it. He doesn't have the ability not to do it.
Right.
Right. But you and I, we're the only ones on this earth that God can tell us to do something and we won't do it. We don't have to do it, right? But there's consequence, right? All right, and that puts us in disharmony with God. And so when God was saying, any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. He's talking to the human beings. He's not talking to the animals. I'm saying this because there's all kinds of misinformation out there. Well, because animals have feelings, then they must have souls. No, they do not.
That's right.
Okay? Well, plants, they feel you. Well, if you can, listen, that would be in disharmony with the word of God.
Right.
The reason why we're not cannibals is because we can't eat other things that have souls. You understand? And so we can't do that. God didn't make us like that. He gave us instructions to eat the things that he told us to eat. All right? And so those things don't have souls. We have souls. And so therefore, we have to take care of that or it's not going to be okay. All right? The other thing is that we have that will. We need to be careful about what we do with our will. Our will combined with God's power, good things are going to happen. All right? Our will combined with obedience unto God, good things are going to happen. But if our will is in contrary to the word, the way, and the will of God, guess what's going to happen? It's not going to be good. I can tell you that right now. All right? And so God is wanting to make new creatures this morning. May God help us this morning. All right. We have a free will. And so what's going to have to happen is we're going to have to come to a place where we understand that we don't want that deterioration. We don't want that loss. We want harmony with God, and so we'll have to marry our will with God's will if we're going to be what he wants us to be. All right, so let's go to Ezekiel 36, verse number 25 and verse number 26. Go ahead, and if you beat me there, go ahead and read it. We're still talking about becoming that new creature, all right? If what you have is not working, then there's hope for you. God can help you with that, and he can make you better. All right? And so that's what we want to read about this morning.
Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you.
All right.
And you shall be clean.
All right.
From all your filthiness.
Yes.
From all your idols will I cleanse you.
Yes.
A new heart also will I give you.
All right.
A new spirit will I put within you.
Okay.
I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh.
Okay.
And will give you an heart.
Amen. So this is what he's, Brother Tabas talks about. He's got a whole series. I'm going to be mentioning this several times because it's important. Brother Tabas preached, and he has preached a series of messages on promises. All right? This promise was given to these people, but it's no different than it's to us too. All right? If we have a heart that is unclean, that is filthy, that is not right before God, we need that to be cleaned. We need to be, in order to become a new creature, then we need our hearts to be, our very hearts to be clean before the Lord. All right. And so he says here, I will sprinkle clean water upon you. You shall be clean from all your filthiness, from all your idols will I cleanse you. That's to them and that's to you too. If you need to be cleansed, God can cleanse you. If you got idols in your life, God can get rid of those idols for you. God's able to do that. Not only that, a new heart will I give you and a new spirit will I put within you. If you need a new heart, some people's hearts are just not right. The Bible talks about hearts being deceitful and wicked. Who can know it? All right? And so even if you think your heart is right, it might not be right. Right? And so he's able to do through salvation, through his love, and through his mercy and power, he can give us a clean heart, a new heart, a good heart. All right? And we don't have to walk around with that old unclean heart anymore. The brother talked about in his song, not wanting to go back to the old ways. God is able to do that. He's able to save, to keep, and make us better by the grace and help of God. All right? And so then he can make us into that new creation that he wants us to be, that new creature. All right? I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh. All right? Some people are hard-hearted, and they need a new heart. Yes. In order to become, listen, the reason why we're talking about this stuff is because if you really want to sustain change, you want to be different, you want to be new, then it has to start from within.
Yes.
It's not going to start on the outside. A lot of people, they want to, listen, I've done that many times, especially in the world when I wasn't saved. I'm going to change this behavior.
Right.
I'm going to change that behavior. Uh-huh. Right? And I found what the enemy was doing to me is he was doing the exchange program. You stop one behavior, but you pick another one up. That's how it goes.
Right.
Why is that? Because the heart is not right.
Amen.
Because I'm not changing from the inside. Yeah. I'm trying to change the outside, but the inside is still broken. It's still bruised. It's still working improperly.
Right.
And so what I need to be changed from the inside, see?
Yeah.
Once I'm changed from the inside, then the outside gonna get right automatically. I can love somebody like I'm supposed to. I can treat people right like I need to when they don't treat me right. You see what I'm saying? This is what God is wanting to do for you and for me, wanting to make a new creature out of you and out of me. May God help us this morning. Salvation is able to do that for us. If we need to change and we haven't already made a change, this would be a good time to do it.
Yes.
We started a new year. You know what a resolution is? Let's talk about that. Most of the time, people, when it comes to the beginning of year, they make a resolution.
Right.
A resolution is defined as a firm decision to do or to not do something.
Right.
Why don't they work? Huh? Why don't they work? How can we keep them if what's causing it to happen in the first place hasn't been changed?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If something, I've got things I want to change about me. I'm not talking about sin or anything like that, but I'm talking about things that I want to change about me. When a person gets saved, they don't automatically become perfect. If you thought that was the case, that ain't the case. Okay? I want to go ahead and clear that up right now. What happens is you part with that old master. You turn your back on that sin and that self and those ways. And you say, Lord, I'm yours now. I'm sorry for what I did back then. But from this point forward, I'm going with you, Lord. And then the Lord, what he has to it now is an opportunity to make you into something. Oh, make of me what thou would have me to be. As clay is I am to thee. Just fashion me to thine own pleasure. till thou shalt thine own image see. So God is wanting to make us like him. All right, so we get saved and we say, Lord, I'm perfect now. No, it don't work like that. Doesn't work like that. There's a process to this whole thing. All right? And so then through the process, what he does is he shows us who we really are, what we have on hand. Right? And then, remember I told you about that will at the beginning? I am the only person on earth that can tell God no, and he will respect that because he gives us our free will. But if God is wanting to change us, and we got saved for a reason in the first place because we wanted to be changed, we didn't like what was happening to us, why not just say, Lord, whatever you tell me to do, then I'm going to do it. Lord, whatever you tell me not to do, I'm going to do that. Change me from the inside, Lord. Change me from the inside. Because what will happen is my intentions, and listen to me this morning, intentions are a good thing, and we want to do the right thing, but unless we change from the inside, our intentions won't get us there. It won't keep us there. It might get us there, but it won't keep us there. We'll ultimately fail. That's the way it works, unless something goes on from the inside out. New creature. Old thing. But notice the scripture says, old things are what? Passed away. And behold, all things are become new. We're moving through salvation to the new me. Sometimes there's a battle between the old and the new me. Old me says, no, you don't. You will not. And the new me says, overcome evil with good. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. And so what he needs from us in order to make a new creature is my will. Yes. I got to be willing to do it. Yes. Right? In the first place, I got to be willing to be saved. And then once I get saved, it doesn't end there. I wish it did. I wish you get saved and from that moment forward, you just was perfect and did no wrong. And when you had problems, you just went right over them. Wouldn't that be nice? But that's not the way it works. Huh? That's not the way it works. How would God know that you really love him if when you go through difficulty, how would God know that we really love him when we get to difficulty, we back up on the Lord? You see what I'm saying? He's got to let some difficulty come our way. It's difficult dealing with this one right here. Seriously, it's difficult. Right? And so he's going to use us to change us. That's what God does. So he's wanting to make us into a new creature. Right? We talked about that. And so that resolution, even though it's good, even though we really mean it and we want to try hard to be that way, unless I'm changed from the inside with God's help, unless I marry my will with his will, and then he adds his power to that equation. See, my will, his will, power, change. Yes. See, that's how it works. All right, moving forward. The way we make true and lasting change is by changing from the inside. I'm reading this. All right, we want the spiritual man, it dominates everything else. Right? You will find that if you have something not right from the inside, it'll show up on the outside in some of these different ways. So that's why it doesn't work to try to change the outside. Get the inside, all right? All right, in order to have true change, God's might has to be involved in the process, all right? He must be involved in the process. All right, let's move forward. Remember the scripture that we're going with is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Want us to read that again and really get a hold of that, all right? Because we're going to talk about a few aspects of that scripture. We're also going to talk about three different individuals that we could be and how to get the change that we need to have, all right? So read that for us, 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All right. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
All right. So the scripture says, before we get into those three different ways that God wanted me to talk about this morning, I want us to get a hold of something. All right. It says, if any man be what?
In Christ.
In Christ. Yes. What does that mean? I know him. He's over there. I'm over here. I call him every once in a while. I check on him, but I'm saved, though, and I'm living right. Huh? Is that the way it is? Well, there's a scripture that talks about abiding in the Lord.
Amen.
All right? It talks about abiding. And to abide means to dwell with. All right? So wherever he is, you are. Wherever you are, he is. All right? All right? Anything that would cause injury to that, anything that would cause separation or cause that situation to become a non-reality, then we're against that. Anything that would make that situation better, we're for that. And so when the scripture says, if any man be in Christ, it's talking about abiding in him. All right? So that's what happens. What happens sometimes, we get saved, and we really mean it. We want to live for the Lord. And the enemy comes. He doesn't, just because we get saved, he doesn't quit. I don't know if we knew that or not. The enemy doesn't quit just because you saved and you mean to be saved. All right? And so what happens is he tries to get in there and get you to hold on to some old ways, get you to if you know, it's one thing the Lord is teaching me, it's one thing to be against wrong, but you got to take it a step further than that. You got to do what is right. Right? Some people want to stand by silently. The sister talked about it this morning. Sometimes I'm saved and I know I'm saved and the Lord knows I'm saved, and that's the only people that need to know that I'm saved, because I'm high. Don't hide it under a bushel. Huh? Hide it under a bushel what? No, I'm going to let it shine. Right? Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Right? So the enemy wants, he would love nothing more than either you to hold on to your old ways or to hide it under a bushel. Right? No, if you're going to be for the Lord, be for the Lord. Go all the way up. Because here's the thing. If you're going to get the benefit of living for the Lord, then you got to be serious about it. And you got to go. It says you love the Lord with all your soul, all your mind, with all your strength, all those, anything you got, you do that. And that's how we get the benefit, right? And that's how the new creature is obtained. All right. And so the Lord wants to have a relationship with us. He wants us to abide in him. All right. And so that way his power is always there just in case there's need for changes. Right? Yeah. Just in case there's need for changes. Sometimes we try to do it without the Lord. I'm going to tell you right now, give you the short answer on that. It's not going to work. Okay? Just go ahead and you can miss all of that foolishness. And just, the brother talked about this morning. Sunday school was really good this morning. Brother talked about this morning. I want you to tell me what you said this morning. Remember you talked about it. If you're with the Lord, then what?
Yes.
All right?
With God.
Yes.
Everything will be well.
Okay.
You'll succeed.
Yes.
And your life will be what God wants it to be.
Amen.
Without him,
all right,
it's going to fail every time.
It's not going to work.
Right.
It's not going to work. So any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. So me being in him enables me to be a new creature. Old things are going away. We're going on towards the new man. All right, those three types of there's at least three things that the Lord talked to me about. All right, the person that's not saved. All right, the person that is disobedient. Right? Now, these are things that will hinder you becoming a new creature. So not saved, disobedient. And then there's the third one. And that's the one that wants to make it look good, but they really don't have the goods on hand. Right? So those are the three that we're going to look at. All right? Because if you're not saved, you ain't going to be no new creature. That's just how it goes. All right. Without God, like the brother said, you can't become that new creature that God is wanting you to be. Somebody go to John 15:7. Read that for us, please. All these scriptures, by the way, are very familiar with us, but we got to get a hold of them and we got to use them. Knowing something is half the battle. The Bible says, if you know these things and do them, right, happy are ye, right? All right? To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So if you're knowing it and you're doing it, you're going to be happy. If you're knowing it and you're not doing it, it's sin and you're not going to be happy. That's just how it works. All right? So we need to know how things work. John 15:7, it reads here, if ye abide in me, my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done for you. All right, done unto you. So what happens is we receive salvation and God, we get close to the Lord. And then what happens is when he shows us our problems and our issues, we're able to ask him to help us with those things. And then what does it say at the end of that verse? You ask what you will and what? It shall be done unto you. Shall means what? It could happen. It might happen. If you're lucky, on Thursday, on the third Thursday of the third month, it might happen. Is that what it means?
No.
It means it's going to happen. It means if you abide in him, and you can ask what you will, and it'll be done unto you. So whatever problems and issues you are having, make sure that you're abiding in him so you can make your request known unto him and get that change that you need. Isn't that a blessing? Maybe it's not a big deal to somebody that hadn't been way out in sin. But somebody that's been way out in sin and went past just doing the sin itself and has the problem of the spirit affecting their lives. Do you know that when you get involved with the enemy, it's not just the sin that he wants you to do. He wants the spirit of that thing to be a part of you. Right? So once you get saved, you need to have that to done away with. Right? And isn't it encouraging to know that I can abide in him and I can ask him to do that for me because I've been way out in sin and I need you, Lord, to heal my mind of the way that I think. I need you, Lord, to heal my actions and my reactions, Lord. I need you, Lord, to show me how to look at things and how to treat people. These are the things that God wants to change. Yeah. Right? Not just the behaviors, but what causes those behaviors. Right? So God is about making the real change in us so that we can be vessels unto honor, so that we can be real Christians. And what I mean by that is I'm trying to live and be like Christ by his grace and help and mercy. I'm lifting him up because my life has been changed and people see that and then they want that change for themselves. Amen. All right, so through salvation we can do that. So what I'm saying this morning is get saved. If you're not saved, if you are saved and you're not where you want to be, then look at your abiding situation. How's that going for you? Are you close as you possibly can be, or do you have a nominal relationship with the Lord? All right, get close to him and then ask him for what it is that you need. He said, it shall be done unto you. All right, going to move forward, all right? Going to read Psalms 51 and 10. Somebody go ahead and read that for us. For some reason, I got my glasses up here and I'm not even using, but I did beat y'all to 51, though. I turned right to it, thank the Lord. All right, Psalms 51 and, nope, that was our dad, never mind. Somebody go ahead and read it for us.
God.
All right.
Renew the right spirit within me.
All right. Create in me what?
Clean.
A clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I'm going to talk about something this morning that's very important. We're going to read verses 11 and 12, but I want to talk about this. And this is important. Sometimes things can happen to us that are so traumatic that it affects our very being, our spirit.
Yes.
Right? You ever had somebody tell you, you're not yourself today?
Mm-hmm.
What they're seeing is your spirit has been affected.
Right.
All right, so some things can happen to us that can be so traumatic that they damage our very spirits.
Right.
And so we need, and what I want out of this scripture is, I know the clean heart, we talked about that, but I'm talking about a renewal of the spirit. Because if my spirit isn't right, then even though I know it's right to do right, and I'm wanting to do right, my spirit is hindering me. What does it say? The spirit indeed is willing, but what? The flesh is weak. And so there's something that's in the way that's stopping me from doing the will of God. I'm supposed to be obeying God so I can become this new creature that he wants me to be, right? But my spirit is not right. And so I need a renewal of my spirit, right? I need it to be renewed because there's been damage there. Sin damages the spirit. Living in the world, it damages the spirit. That's why all of these different devices that the enemy has out there, because he wants to, one way or another, cause damage to your very spirit. So even if you do come back to God, there's difficulty. There can be difficulty there. God's able to do that. God's able to renew our very spirits by the grace and help of God. All right, it says here, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. All right, return unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. So what happens is when we're in disobedience unto the Lord, we lose joy, we lose peace, all right? We lose, remember I talked about the harmony that we need to have with God? We lose that, right? But God, many times, even though we have been disobedient, he is not quick to cut us off. He says, listen, this is my child. I love this child. I see what's going on with their spirit. Their spirit has been damaged, so I'm going to extend mercy and mercy and mercy unto my child because I love my child. That's how God is, right? But at some point, we have to get to a place where we're getting the help that we need, all right? And he's able to do that. He doesn't cut us off. He extends mercy unto us with the hope that, remember what we said at the beginning, our will gets married with his will, his power and his might is able to fix us, cleanse us, make us better, whatever it is. Bottom line, what? New creature, all right? New creature. That's what we want this morning, all right? And so God wants to help us. Our spirits are not right, and so we've been disobedient. He wants to help our spirits and renew our spirits so that we can be obedient like God wants us to be. May the Lord bless and may he help us. I'm almost finished here. I appreciate your prayers and your love to me. It encourages my heart. I see the love, and I'm encouraged by that. You probably don't know I know that, but I do know that, and I'm thankful for it. It helps me. It helps me because we're in a battle up here, all right? Matthew 23, and then we're going to read verse number 27. And listen to me. I'm not making any accusations. I'm not indicting anybody. I don't know what your experience is with God. That's not my job. My job is to live it before you, to be an example. If I see something that's going in the wrong direction, to call it out. I say, there's a wolf over there. I say, you're going in the wrong direction. Come back and be with the sheep. You understand what I'm saying? That's my job, is to go out there and fight the wolf and by God's help, be victorious over the wolf so that the sheep can be saved. That's what Brother Tavis and I, that's what a shepherd does. By the grace and help of God, right? Our job is not to come in and accuse you and misuse you. No, that's between you and God. You know if your heart is not right before God. You know if you got something going on where the outside is shored up real tight, but the inside isn't right. So understand, I'm not making an accusation here, but if this is a person's condition, it is good to know that God can help us with this. We don't have to be in that condition anymore. We can move forward by the grace and help of God. Read for me, Sister Grimes.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees.
All right. All right.
For ye are likened unto white sepulchres,
right,
which indeed appear beautiful
after, all right,
but are within full of dead men's bones,
all right,
and of all unclean.
Is that a new creature? Is that a definition of a new creature?
No.
I got the outside looking good. Praise the Lord, brother. Amen, brother. But inside, though, dead man's bones. A sepulchre is a what is it? I wrote it down. It's something that holds ashes or something like that, right? And so they make the outside real pretty, but the inside isn't right. That's not the new creature that we want this morning. God wants to get them ashes up out of there and put something in there with some life in it. All right? Something that's not only vibrant and clean and good looking on the outside, but good from the inside as well. All right? And so sometimes we're worried about, and this is a problem. The enemy is good at this. He likes to get us worried about what the other brother, the other sister gonna think. I'm worried about what the other brother and what the other sister gonna think after I know what God think about it. All right? I should be more concerned with listen, I wouldn't be saved today if I got caught up in that. All right? God had to deliver me from worrying about those kind of things. I got to serve the Lord and please the Lord regardless of what the other brother or sister might think. All right? And if it's right, it's going to be right. It's going to be backed by the word of God, by the spirit of God, by others that see and know the truth of God's word. right? But if it's not, then God's going to deal with me about that, isn't he? All right, so worry about what God thinks about us. Don't worry about what Brother Grimes or Brother Tavis think about us, because I promise you, I ain't got no heaven to take you to. I don't.
Right?
Brother Tavis said he ain't got one either. See? And so what should we be concerned with? Be concerned with that inner man, okay? All right, that broken spirit, that contrite heart that God won't despise. Get to that place and get the help that you need. Read Mark 7 and 6. The last verse will be John 4 and 24. All right, Mark, I want to say 7 and 6 is what it is.
He answered and said unto them,
all right,
well hath Isaiah prophesied.
All right. Right.
As it is written,
right.
But their heart is far from
me. All right, listen to that second part of that scripture. That's what we're getting to. Right. Is that your experience today? Mm-hmm. Right? Is that your experience today? Is that something that you have? I can talk it real good. I grew up, listen, I can talk it with the best of them. I grew up under my mother. She was saved since before I was born. So I know what to say, mm-hmm. Right? But what about in here?
Yeah.
Don't trade true salvation and that new creature for lip service.
Amen.
You can have the true salvation of God, where not only are you talking about it, but you got it in here.
Yes.
Right? Why would you do that? There's no benefit to that. You understand? I'm worried about what God thinks about me over what somebody else thinks about me. I want to please God. I want to, when we come into judgment, it's going to be him in the judgment seat, right. Not that brother or not that sister. Listen, I'm not downing my brother and my sister. They're important too. But once I'm living like God wants me to live, believe me, if they're child of God, they're going to recognize that and they're going to back that up too.
Yes.
Right? But we can get off though. We can worry about that brother and that sister first and put God in the back seat, and we're in trouble already before we even know it. All of us. May God help us this morning. May he bless us by the grace and help of God. What I'm saying is we can get God in such a way where we can be that new creature. If we don't have it quite right before the Lord, he's able to give it to us in a way that you wouldn't believe. And you'll just be different.
Amen.
And here's another thing that happens. You ain't got to talk about it.
Right.
I'm serious. When God begins to change you from the inside out, somebody else will be talking about it. But you might not have to say a word. Brother Woody says, preach the gospel, use words if necessary. Amen. Live it, right? Live it, have it in from the inside. All right, last scripture, what is it? John 4 and 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. What God is wanting for us, in order to make us into that new creature, he wants that truth.
Yeah.
All right? He wants that spiritual man, that inner man, the all of that. He wants all of that, right? And then he's able to make us into what he wants us to be, well-pleasing unto him. And so I encourage you this morning, if this is not your position, if you're not in a place where you're that new creature like you want to be, or you're on your journey but you caught a snag along the way, or if you're somebody that just you're more concerned about what other people think than what God think, God has something for you this morning. I'm praying and asking the Lord to help me to live in a way that would be pleasing unto him. I want to make heaven my home. All right? And so I want to make heaven my home, and so then I know that what I was, I can't be. I can't continue to be. I've got to continue to get better and better and better by the grace and help of God, right? Because even a child of God has to become better. You don't stop, all right? You keep moving on for the Lord. And so my encouragement this morning, if you have a need in your soul, come to the altar of prayer. Make a resolution, but don't just make that resolution with yourself. Make it with the Lord. Make it with the Lord and see where he can get you to and what he can do for you. You pray for me. I want to make heaven my home. I want to be pleasing unto him. He's been a blessing and a help unto me. Please pray for me. I will be praying for you. Thank you for your time and your attention.